This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Full phone lines. We love it. After we get through a couple calls, we'll have a couple available phone lines, and you can call back 404-726-0929. You all right?
Yeah, this makes it bad again.
What does?
How the hell does Kirk Cousins have a damn no-trade clause?
Well, when you know.
Like, get the hell out of here.
When you got to seal the deal. You know what
God.
I mean? When you got to seal the deal on a contract.
Of all the quarterbacks in the – Pat Mahomes don't have a no-trade clause.
When everyone else in the league wants a guy, and you got to beat him out to sign him, you got to give him whatever he wants.
Whatever, man.
Isn't that what happened?
Who's on the line, Andy? Let me get started. You had to make sure my microphone was off because I was just lambasting somebody.
Yeah. Poorly, yep. All right. Dan's in Sandy Springs. Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's happening?
Hey, Dan.
My PNW brother. What's going on, Andy?
Oh, where Randy?
Who was on the other side of the pillow, Matt? What's happening?
What up, dog?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Ain't nothing. So, look, man, I guess, you know, I know I'm tired of hearing about it, and we all tired of talking about it with the Kirk Cousins thing. And I'm kind of just looking at the fact of, like, how you went and got Mike, first round, a pick, but you spent $100 million. So that means to me, that tells me you was unsure about homeboy when you dropped that check. Regardless of the fact that 2 years and all of those details, all of that, I'm like, bro, that's like me going to pay $500,000 for a house that I don't even sure that I'm – I don't even know if I want to be in that house. I'm not even sure if I want it for real. And so now it's created this situation where money's tight. We're trying to figure out how we're going to move this. Are we going to lose out on our end because nobody takes the contract and we got to cut them? You know what I'm saying? It's just a big mess, man.
It is.
They got to get that uncertainty out of the front office, man. I think that's their main problem, man. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. I don't have anything to add.
No,
really.
I don't. You didn't have to do it.
Yep.
You didn't have to do it. But anyways.
Jesse Chavez just got DFA'd by the Braves.
Damn.
They got him for one day.
Damn.
Gave up a huge home run.
Good the other inning.
Like a home run derby home run.
Yes. Like that was a home run derby home run he gave up. Yeah. So Jesse gone now.
Jesse's gone.
Okay.
But he'll be back.
I'm about to say, is he going to come back this time?
It was too early for Jesse. That's why it didn't work.
Can I be honest? Right now, they're just rotating guys they can use for multiple innings.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like, after Jose Suarez was knocked out because he did three innings, like, Chavez pitched two. Now they got some guy I've never heard of who hasn't pitched since 2022.
Who is it? Can you say his name?
I mean, yeah, Zach Thompson.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes names are hard to say. That one wasn't.
No.
Yeah. All right. That's the other thing, too, is I mean, this has to be kind of part of the plan that it was early in the season that some of these starters had pitch limits, but, like, you knew the bullpen sucked, and you're not letting any start. And I know Grant Holmes wasn't great yesterday, so, you know, he came out after four, but, like, guys are only throwing, like, 85 pitches. So you were really hoping that they were going to be able to go deep into the game on a pitch count, which doesn't happen, really.
Right.
And your bullpen sucks. So you're going to have to use all of them anyway.
So I might as well.
But that's not a good plan.
No, it's not.
It's not a good plan at all.
But
it's like giving Kirk Cousins a no trade clause.
It's like using duct tape, man. It's tape, like it's broken. But yeah,
weird offseason.
Put some duct tape on it.
It all gets magnified now by you start 0-5 and Profar gets suspended for 80 games and all that kind of stuff. It's like, I don't know. It's all kind of kind of rearing its ugly head early. DJ is in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
What's going on, Andy and Randy? How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. So, a couple weeks ago, my wife and I, we used different coffee creamers. She likes, I like what I like. Mm-hmm. But then she went to the store and only got hers. She's like, all right, well, don't drink my coffee creamer. I was like, well, I'm going to do that. But it turns out I like it, and I'm going to keep drinking it. So, she's going to come up short. I was curious to see if there was a product that your wife uses and told you not to use that you're like, man, this is actually nice. I'm going to start using it.
What flavor is the creamer, by the way?
It's almond milk vanilla or something. I don't know, but it's good.
Okay. All right. Thank you, DJ.
No.
Nothing?
That I could think of off the top of my head.
My wife has a lot of very...
I know you're talking about her shampoos,
fancy,
right?
Fancy bath stuff.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Shampoos, conditioners. There's one conditioner that's purple.
Uh-huh.
Like, really purple.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. Body washes, all kinds of stuff. And I don't use it always.
Right.
Because I'm a Head and Shoulders guy.
Right.
But every once in a while...
What's the problem? Okay.
It's like I take myself to the salon, you know? If I ever come in here with a little extra volume,
that's you're gonna use ashy stuff.
Use the purple conditioner.
I'm trying to think. As far as my wife,
I'm trying to treat myself.
No, not really.
I never had nice sheets until I married my wife.
Yeah.
Or moved in with my wife. Because I would just buy whatever the cheapest stuff was.
I'm a thread count guy.
Oh.
Hey,
I didn't even know what thread count was.
But I had to learn this thing. Because these are some of the things, like, when I was blessed a little bit. Now, I wasn't blessed all the way, but I had a little change. I wanted, because I just remember being a kid and having to sleep head to toe, head to foot with your cousins on a damn full-size bed. So I wanted the biggest bed. And I said, okay, I want the biggest bed here, and I got to have the nicest sheets. And so I'm a big, big sheets guy. Big.
That's awesome.
Yes, big sheets guy. And I got to put the little awl on it and stuff.
Excuse me?
They got like a little bed awl you put on, oil that you put on the sheets and stuff.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What do you mean?
It's something that Bed Bath and Body Works and Bed Bath & Beyond. Bath & Beyond. And it's just a little awl that you put on the sheets. How you smelling?
For like...
No, it's just it's a fragrance, and you put on your sheets, man.
Oh,
like you put on the mattress pad, right? You put a whole bunch of baby powder on there. Put your baby powder on the mattress pad. Put the sheet over there. Put a little all on there.
I haven't done any of this stuff.
Yeah, man. I'm
Febreze.
I'm a bed snob now.
Okay.
Yeah, dog. I love my
Doesn't
bed.
Doesn't the baby powder come through?
Mm-hmm.
And you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Huh. All right. This is, again, this might be one of those ones where everybody does this and I'm weird. Or maybe you just...
No, I'm with you on this one.
I never heard any of that stuff.
I've never done any of that.
I never even knew any about any of it until I got married. Now we have really nice, comfortable sheets.
Yes.
We go flannel in the winter, and then we just made the switch to...
That checks out, actually.
Ain't it nice, man?
It's really nice.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
She
put the spring sheet on this morning, last night, and I didn't realize it until this morning. I was like, ooh, that's a nice, cool breeze.
It's nice, cool. Yes, very nice and cool. I really like
it. Very nice.
I really like it. All right, Mason's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, boys? Hey, a couple things for you. Randy, that baby powder on the bed sheets, y'all don't be slipping and sliding, man.
No, man. It just absorbs in there, dog.
Huh.
Yeah, man.
All right.
It's some nice stuff.
So the only thing worse than talking about how bad the Falcons suck and Kirk Cousins is watching the Braves suck for 162 games. But my question to y'all is, don't be no cliche, I love my job type deal. What's the worst part about y'all's job? Whether it's talking about your bad sports team, whether it's Abe, whatever it is. Let me hear it.
Abe was already waving.
I was looking at Randy to look up to me.
What's the worst part about my job? I mean, damn, we're from 11 to damn 2 and get to talk sports.
Yeah.
I mean,
if the worst thing is that, like, the backup quarterback has a dumb contract and the baseball team's 0-5, it's pretty good. And I'm not trying to be cliche. Like, I know you said like, don't say, but, like,
I got it. Parking in the damn blue deck.
Okay.
Yes. I hate parking all the way down there at the bottom. Like, yeah. Because I think that... It's got to be the saddest place in this entire building to work.
It's a weird place down there, man.
Like, even parking down there makes you feel weird.
And the thing that I...
Yes.
Is it respect or fear? I don't know what it is. The folks that work down there smoke. They're just smoking cigarettes 40 floors below sea level.
Yeah, man. It's
no ventilation.
It's got to be the saddest place in the world to work.
Like, nobody told them yet that it's illegal to smoke inside. That's how far down it is.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, dog. It's the worst.
Everybody down there has lung
cancer. It's dark, it's damp, it stinks.
It's horrible.
It's horrible down there.
It's horrible. But now, they're nice people, though.
They're very nice, but I think that's probably the worst part, is having a park.
Because I don't think the people that work down there have seen the sunlight in 20 years.
You think they're just down there?
Yeah. I think they're mole people. But they're nice mole people.
Yeah, man.
But again, I don't know. There isn't really what is bad about it, man. Like,
work from 11 to 2 every day.
If you want to nitpick.
No, Abe, I don't want to nitpick.
He wants us to nitpick. Mason wants us to nitpick, and I don't have a nit to pick. So maybe Abe hates everything. So
I prefer it this way. You guys, maybe not. The technology does exist for you guys to do this from home.
Yes, I know that.
Oh, but I didn't like doing that.
Oh, I love doing
that. So maybe that's Randy's least favorite.
I'll go home right now.
If he would let
me work from home, I'd damn sure be at home. I love seeing Andy, but I like being at home.
Given the option, which I was the first person back. They gave us an option.
This dude.
Given the option. I was the first person here.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to
And
do
I
that.
Was the last person.
You were the last person.
I was the last person to come back.
Nat is in Marietta. Hey, Nat.
Hey, I'm here, man.
Hey, Nat.
How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. Not as good as you, it doesn't seem
like. What the hell are you
going
on? What you doing, Nat?
Oh, no, man. I'm doing great. I just wanted to say two things.
Sure.
You guys critique coaches. You critique players. And as a fan, I love you guys.
Thank you.
But I just want to say you over-talk each other too much.
Okay.
Is that what you want to tell us?
That was one of the things.
Okay.
What's
the other thing was, who do you think are the best football analysts and the worst? I think John Madden was the best. Okay. I think Chris Collins was the worst. What do you guys think?
Thank you.
I want to know what you're drinking. That's one. Two, we don't overtalk each other a lot.
We try not to.
We try not to. We listen to shows that do that a lot.
It happens.
It happens.
It happens, but we do our best to not.
I'm not afraid to say it. I thought John Madden was one of the most overrated analysts ever.
Interesting.
I love John Madden, but I think he's overrated as hell.
Yeah, I don't know that I really remember. I don't think I was old enough to appreciate.
You see his right here? He goes right there.
I just love his voice.
I did too. His analysis?
Oh, wasn't good.
Oh, it's horrible.
I mean, my favorite football announcers are Keith Jackson.
Yes.
Brent Musburger, Brad Nessler, Love Ness.
Yes.
But those are announcers, not analysts. The only only guy that I listen to and I have to click it off and I don't really like is the guy that works with Florio, who buttons his button all the way
Chris
up to the
Sims.
Top.
Sims?
Chris Sims.
Yeah,
he's the only guy I'm
And my favorite.
And obviously he knows way more than I do, but I just click it off.
And my favorite analyst is Chris Collinsworth.
I love Chris Collinsworth. I think he does a great job.
Charles Davis is very high up.
Him and Ness are going to be, right?
They're
going
to be Greg Olson.
That's
awesome.
Oh, Greg Olson's really good.
Awesome.
Greg Olson does a really good job. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Andy Rendy.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, I have a Braves PSA and a question after that. So I'm true to Atlanta. I did watch the Iglesias outing last night. I wear an A hat every day of the week.
Well done.
If not a G hat. But Braves country, everybody brings sage to the outfield on Friday.
Yeah.
We'll just light up the entire Truist Park full of sage.
Yep.
I agree with you.
All right, let's burn it.
Yep.
Let's burn it down. or start burning today. I don't care. But my question is this is a baseball season, right? But I love to put some bull peanuts in the crock pot, salt, a little bit of pepper. Are y'all big on bull peanuts, or is that something you're not big and keen on?
Bull peanuts.
Because I love taking a bag into the Braves Stadium and sitting back with a couple cold beers and eating that all night long. All right, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it. I'm cool with bull peanuts. It's not a necessity for me.
Yeah.
But, I'll crack open a couple every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not scared of a peanut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not allergic or anything, like some.
No.
I never heard of bull peanuts until I got married to my wife.
That's hard to believe.
And then we don't have them.
They don't have them in Seattle at a ball game?
We just roast them. This is you get a bag of peanuts.
Yeah.
But, I never heard of boiled peanuts. And I try to say it like she does because it's not boiled peanuts. It's bull peanuts. But they're good.
Yeah.
They're good. Her mamma makes them.
I mean,
I think a bull peanut made by a mamaw is the best way to do it.
I need some of those.
I need some of those too.
All right.
That sounds like that's good.
Small feet.
I don't go out my way to buy them, but if I'm offered them, yeah, I eat them.
I always like when you're driving down the highway or whatever, not an interstate, but like a highway. So there's like people on the side or intersections, and there's a dude doing it in like one of those big drums.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those are going to be good.
Yeah,
those are going to be.
They've been
good.
Marinating.
Yeah. One final one. Corey is in Griffin. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
First off, when you come to Griffin, you go to Katarina's Mexican restaurant. You'll have a good time.
All right.
But my quick question is, man, how do I know if my texts are coming through the text line? Do I need to include my name? Am I asking a good question or something? Because I be texting like a fool and nothing come through, seems like. Y'all don't never say nothing on the radio. Am I doing something wrong?
I'm sorry, Corey. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm not sorry. I don't read the text line.
Yeah, I don't read it.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. I don't read it.
I stopped reading it years ago because...
No, I don't read the text
line. It was by far the most negative place in the universe.
Yes.
So I stopped reading it. Yes. Now, Bo and A read it.
Abe doesn't read it either.
Bo reads it.
I get too much hate on there. I can't handle it.
Just pop your name on the end of it. And or say something to Bo specifically. Say shout out to Bo, Big Bo. Go whatever, LSU. Or, I don't know, whatever. Get Bo's attention.
Yes.
And then Bo will say it on the radio. Yes, but yeah, I'll just
I don't
full transparency.
Nope.
I read the text line since like year one of the bunker mentality. And I was like, this sucks. I don't like it. People are mean.
Yeah.
And that was how I felt.
Yep.
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is first.
What?
That means he be texting his ass off.
Corey really wants a response.
Corey is a big text line sender.
But so I appreciate him bringing. Yes. You know, we're trying to do whatever we can for listeners within reason.
And for those listening, I do always have it open, but it's on a tab on my computer, so it's not always on the screen.
And people are texting all the time. So, but Corey, try to get Bo's attention. The next one that comes through that we see, we'll shout you out and we'll read it and all that stuff.
There we go.
Have
some mustache integrity, according to Andy.
If you're going to have a mustache, have a little confidence.
Yes.
This is my second day in a row with my takeaway of the day being Bash. But Bash is walking around the house yelling mustard, holding pineapples.
Yes.
This kid's awesome.
That's why you're going to cruise.
I already knew he was awesome, but he's so awesome.
Brave season was a lot more fun when it was just on paper.
Yes.
And it's sad how they even played a home game. We're talking about this.
Yeah.
Not even a home game yet. Lying makes you go pale.
Yeah,
Sammy Sosa.
Ask Sammy Sosa.
Arthur Blank has a heavy pen with a fancy wooden box.
Yes.
And just a reminder, there's no substitute for intimacy.
There isn't, man.
Fellas,